And sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school sports from last night, the Atlantic girls track team competed at the Denison meet that was actually hosted at Booyer Valley last night. Denison came away with the team title with 151 points. Logan Magnolia was second with 106. Atlantic finished third with 93, followed by Tri-Center, IKM Manning, Charter Oak Ute, AHSTW, Booyer Valley, and the Denison JV. Tiffany Williams won the 400 and the 1,500-meter runs for Atlantic. She was also second in the high jump. The Trojans also won the 4x200-meter relay there and finishing third. Last night, the Clarinda Cardinals hosted the boys' Cardinal relays with three different classes being scored. And in the large class, the Class 3A portion of the meet, Lewitt Central came away with the team title with 153 points. Glenwood was second with 124. Atlantic finished third with 86, followed by Thomas Jefferson, Harlan, Creston, Abraham Lincoln, and Red Oak. Sal Fadone led Lewis Central with wins in the 100 and the 200. Kenneth McMahon won the 400 for the Titans as well as they picked up that team win. Atlantic got a first-place finish from Grant Reed in the 110 hurdles. Jackson Eden was second in the 1,600-meter run. Phoenix Shadden finished second in the 3,200-meter run. Brendan Holmes picked up a win in the 400 hurdles for Atlantic, and Alec Hayes won the high jump for the Trojans as well last night. In the Class 2A portion of that meet, it was Shenandoah coming away a winner with 143 points. Mount Air was second with 88, followed by Clarinda with 84.5, then Underwood, St. Albert, Griswold, and Southwest Valley. Austin Fichter helped lead the way for Shenandoah with wins in the shot put and discus. The Mustangs also won in the 4x1 and the 4x2. Clarinda's Zach Carlson had a huge night with wins in the 100, 200, and 400. And in the Class 1A portion of those Cardinal relays, it was Nishnabotna winning the title with 104 points. The Lewis Central JV was second with 73, followed by Lennox, Stanton, East Mills, Sydney, Bedford. The Glenwood, Harlan, and Atlantic JV squads, along with the Thomas Jefferson JV squad, rounding out the field. Chad Blank of Nishnabotna won the 100, 200, and the long jump. Josh Haining won the 400 and the 800 for the Blue Devils, and they also won the 4x400-meter relay and distance medley en route to that championship there at the Cardinal Relays. Also last night in high school sports, taking a look at the soccer scoreboard in boys' play, it was Atlantic picking up a victory 3-0 over Missouri Valley as the Trojans moved to 2-1 on the year. ADM beat St. Albert 5-0, Kemper Catholic over Nevada 2-0, Tri-Center was a 2-1 winner over AHSTW, Underwood beat Trainer 2-1, and in girls' play, it was Lewis Central over Bishop Heelan 5-2, Nottoway Valley, Adair Casey, West Central Valley beat Knoxville 6-1, Sioux City North over Glenwood 2-0, and Underwood beat Trainer 3-0 last night. Also in high school golf last night in boys' play, it was AHSTW outshooting Tri-Center 188-207. Dustin Engel of AHSTW was medalist with a 45. Brandon Osbar of AHSTW also shot a 45 for runner-up. Also in another meet, Glenn Ralston outshot Cam and Southwest Valley. It was 186-191-221. Medalist was Sam Brandt of Glenn Ralston with a 42. Tyler Cup of Cam was second with a 44. Also in another match last night, it was Griswold over Logan Magnolia, 181-197. Jacob Reynolds was medalist with a 42 for the Tigers, and the runner-up, James Reynolds of Griswold with a 44. Trainer won a three-way triangular there with Nishnabotna and Riverside. It was Trainer shooting a 176 team total. Nishnabotna 186 and Riverside 199. Medalist was Jaden Anderson of Trainer with a 42. Tyler Kruger of Riverside was runner-up, also shooting a 42. In girls golf, it was Audubon out shooting Underwood 231-254. Jasmine Tuner of Audubon was the medalist with a round of 50, and the runner-up was Georgia Weidel of Audubon with a 59. Cam beat Southwest Valley. It was a 247 total for Cam. No team score for Southwest Valley. Medalist was Morgan Ferguson of Cam with a 57. Runner-up, Erica Stender of Cam with a 60. Also, Creston beat ADM, a 219-221. Medalist there was Cameron Summers of Creston with a 49. Griswold had a 210 team total. Logan Magnolia, no team score against them. Medalist was Matea Peters of Griswold, shooting a 51. Reagan Whitehill of Griswold also shot a 51 and was runner-up. For the another triangular, it was Trainer with a 191 total, Nishnabotna 254, and Riverside with no team score. Medalist was Allie Anderson of Trainer with a 44. Runner-up Kayla Chapman of Trainer with a 48. And Tri-Center beat AHSTW 236 to 238. Medalist was Kara Johnson of Tri-Center with a round of 53. Runner-up Hannah Denning of AHSTW shooting a 54. That's a look there at the latest in high school activities from last night. Taking a look at a couple of notes from the college basketball world. Iowa State senior George Niang has been named the winner of the 2016 Karl Malone Award, presented annually to the nation's top college basketball power forward. The award was presented by the Basketball Hall of Fame and was announced during ESPN's College Basketball Awards show. He averaged 20.5 points per game while shooting 54.6% from the field, 39.2% from three-point land, and 80.7% from the free throw line, leading to a consensus All-America honors in his final collegiate season. He was a unanimous first-team All-Big 12 selection as well. Iowa State point guard Monte Morris says he's returning for his senior season. He led the nation in assist-to-turnover ratio as a freshman and sophomore, and last season he had career highs with 13.9 points and 4 rebounds per game. Morris also broke the school record with 6.9 assists per game, a mark formerly held by longtime NBA star Jeff Hornacek. His return is welcome news for Iowa State, which will lose star George Niang and fellow starters Jameel McKay and Abdul Nader. Morris will join fellow seniors Naz Long and Matt Thomas in what should be a loaded backcourt, and junior college transfer Emmanuel Malou is expected to make an immediate impact in the front court. Buddy Hield of Oklahoma and Rihanna Stewart of four-time national champion UConn won the John R. Wooden Award for National College Basketball Players of the Year on Friday night. Hield also claimed the Jerry West Shooting Guard of the Year award, having led Division I with 147 three-pointers made. He finished second in the nation in scoring, averaging 25 points per game while taking his team to the Final Four in his senior year. In baseball last night, a game we had for you here on KJN, the St. Louis Cardinals set a major league record with three pinch-hit home runs while rallying from a four-run deficit to beat the Atlanta Braves 7-4 last night. Rookie Elidimus Diaz got his first career homer to break a tie as a pinch hitter in the eighth, and Greg Garcia and rookie Jeremy Hazelbaker also had pinch hit homers from the Cardinals' first win. Hazelbaker homered off of Matt Whistler in the seventh to tie the game at four. Garcia and Stephen Piscotty homered in the ninth. St. Louis swept in its opening three-game series at Pittsburgh, avoided its first 0-4 start since 1997. Kevin Zegras threw 1 1/3 scoreless innings before Trevor Rosenthal pitched a perfect ninth for the save. The homer by Diaz into the left field seats came on the second pitch from left-hander Eric O'Flaherty. The Cardinals and Braves will play once again later on here tonight. That's set for a pregame later this evening at 5:15 here on KJAN. The Chicago Cubs got some bad news yesterday as they say slugger Kyle Schwarber is out for the season after tearing two knee ligaments in an outfield collision. The Cubs made the startling announcement Friday, a day after he was injured in a game at Arizona. An MRI on Friday revealed injuries to his left knee. He made his major league debut last year and hit a franchise record 5 home runs in 9 postseason games. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague play, it was Milwaukee over Houston 6-4. In the American League, Detroit beat the Yankees 4-0. Cleveland over the White Sox 7-1. Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 6-1. Boston 8-7 over Toronto. Kansas City beat Minnesota 4-3. Texas 7-3 over the Angels. And Oakland 3-2 over Seattle. In the National League, it was the Mets over Philadelphia 7-2. San Diego beat Colorado 13-6. Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 6-5. St. Louis over Atlanta, as we mentioned, 7-4. Arizona beat the Cubs 3-2. And San Francisco 3-2 over the Dodgers in 10 innings of play. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball last night, Omaha beat New Orleans 6-5 and Round Rock 4-3 over Iowa. And in today's games, it'll be New Orleans at Omaha over at Warner Park at 2:05 this afternoon, and Round Rock plays at Iowa over at Principal Park in Des Moines at 5:08 here this evening. Those teams also meet on Sunday afternoon. And Jordan Spieth is leading the Masters. Maybe one of these days, someone else will sit atop the leaderboard. The 22-year-old Texan battled through blustery conditions to take a one-stroke edge over Rory McIlroy to Saturday's third round, making Spieth the first player in the history of Augusta National to have the lead all to himself in 6 straight rounds. And play resuming once again here this morning. Also a note for you, we'll have Iowa baseball later up here today in the middle of the day. They're set to get underway with a noon pregame and first pitch at about 12:30 here today as they'll play a doubleheader now. They originally had a game scheduled against Illinois yesterday, but that got moved back due to the windy and cold weather. They'll try to play a doubleheader today starting at noon. We'll pick up that first game for you here on KJAN. And, of course, depending on time constraints, whether or not we'll have that second contest for you, and then we'll have the Cardinals and Braves later on here tonight. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.